24-hour notice. Opening statement. Pursuant to NJSA 10-4-10, notice of this meeting being held on Tuesday, November 19th, 2024, has been provided by publication in the Asbury Park Press, the Co-Star, and posted in the Borough Hall of Manasquan and in the schools within the time limits prescribed by law. Please stand for the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Mr. Boldeman?
Here.
Mrs. Bissonnette?
Yes.
Mr. Burns? Mr. Catani?
Here.
Ms. Check? Mr. Dibble?
Here.
Mr. LaFreda?
Here.
Mr. Milancovic? Mr. O'Reilly? Mr. Pellegrino?
Here.
Mrs. Pollock?
Here.
Mrs. Carino? Josephina Presby?
Here.
Cassidy Murray?
Here.
Megan Leggett?
Here.
Donovan Brown? We have a quorum.
Mission statement. Manasquan School District empowers all students by providing a safe, healthy, and inclusive environment where continual growth, perseverance, and rigorous academic standards are balanced with extensive extracurricular opportunities and rich tradition through partnership with community. Statement to the public. Oftentimes, it may appear to members of our audience that the Board of Education takes action with very little comment and in many cases by unanimous vote. Before a meeting is placed on the agenda at a public meeting, the administration has thoroughly reviewed the matter with the superintendent of schools. If the superintendent of schools is satisfied that the matter is ready to be presented to the Board of Education, it is then placed on the agenda at the next combined committee of the whole and regular board meeting. The members of the board work with the administration and the superintendent of schools to assure that they fully understand the matter. After discussion during the committee of the whole portion of the meeting, the matter is focused on during the regular public board meeting agenda and presented to the Board of Education for a vote. We're now going to go to the student board representative report.
Okay, I will start. Good evening, everyone. I will share the recent and upcoming events highlighting our student life here at MHS. This time of year is very exciting, and this month in particular is a very exciting month for students, because there's just so much going on. For example, on Halloween, we had our annual Halloween pep rally, which was super fun, where students and staff got to dress up and they were entered into a costume contest. The gym was filled with energy and laughter, and it was a really fun day. This past Sunday, we had our juniors versus seniors Powderpuff game, where the juniors faced off against the seniors in a football game. It was a really great day with amazing weather, and it was a great win for the seniors. Additionally, earlier today, we had a cornhole tournament after school in the field house. The students got to pair up and make teams, and it was a really great event that allowed students to connect outside of the classroom and strengthen our school community. Looking ahead, we have many exciting upcoming events. Starting off this Thursday, we start our Spirit Week, which will run through until next Wednesday, and each day we'll have a different theme which will allow students to come to school and dress up and have fun. This Friday, the Yearbook Club will be hosting the Homecoming Dance, which is always a very exciting night for everyone, and it should be very fun. And lastly, on December 5th, we are thrilled to welcome the Harlem Wizards to Manasquan. This event is organized by the Student Council and expected to draw a very big crowd, especially coming from the elementary school. I had the opportunity to attend the pep rally with the elementary school students to promote this event, and needless to say, they were very excited. So we are hoping for a very fun night filled with entertainment while also raising funds for the Student Council. I am looking forward to all the upcoming events, and I hope they are all a great success. Thank you.
Good evening, everyone. My name is Cassidy Murray, and I'm going to be talking about our sports system here. And last Wednesday,
we celebrated signing day, which is an incredibly proud moment for all of our student athletes as they committed to their Division I, Division II, and Division III colleges. It was really inspiring for all of us other students to see their hard work and dedication recognized in front of our school community. And we got to go watch our friend sign and take pictures, and it was just, we were really proud of her and it was exciting. Looking ahead, we have the highly anticipated Thanksgiving Day game against Wall, which is always a highlight of the season, and we're all really excited that it's here this year. It's a tradition that brings our school together, and we get to see friendly rivalry, and I'm sure this year will be no different. Additionally, winter sports will be starting in the coming weeks, and we're excited to see our athletes hit the courts, mats, and rinks to continue showcasing their talent and drive. Next, in our academic section, in addition to all the exciting events with sports, also academics is very important. So this past week, we've had some significant academic milestones. We celebrated the inductions for Language, Math, Science, and Science National Honor Societies, which I got to be a part of. These ceremonies recognize students for their outstanding achievements and dedication in their respective fields, highlighting the academic excellence. And this coming January, we will have our induction for our National Honor Society as well. And we've reached the end of the first marking period, so all students have received their report cards, and all students got to get a good reflection of what their year coming up will be. Thank you.
Hello everyone, I'll be talking about the arts and also a little bit about Key Club. So on October 25th, our students performed in the student acted plays, which were written and directed by our talented students. These one-act plays were posted at our theater and really showcased their impressive talent and dedication. Additionally, last week, students got their roles for the upcoming spring musical, The Addams Family, and we're excited to see the hard work that will go into this production. Lastly, about Key Club, we have hosted many opportunities for students to get their volunteer hours, and we have a lot more coming up for the holiday season. Thank you.
Ladies, thank you very much. We have a very large agenda and a lot of presentations, so please go and enjoy some refreshments, and I know you can leave if you would like, or you can stay, because I know you're very busy. And one note, the Harlem Wizards, we should get our tickets right away, because that event sells out everywhere.
Yeah, they'll sell out.
The kids were super excited, and almost every one of them was raising their hand saying they were going to tell their parents to get their tickets tonight.
Some free tickets were given out, too.
Yeah.
For the lucky
ones. And prizes.
Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you.
You had some deer under the ground, so I was going to have the movements that make the pieces. I heard rustling, and I was like, someone back there? What's happening? So, like, just deer coming.
So it's time for our board recognitions. Mm-hmm. Each month, Manasquan Board of Education recognizes all the accomplishments of our students and our staff. And each month, or each board meeting, we start by honoring our students of the month, both in the high school and the elementary school. That's the criteria for winning student of the month, to be recognized in your school. And you don't have to be a 4.0 student, but all of your accomplishments and how much progress that you make is always taken into account. So if you have a bad month, there's always a chance you can win later on. Tonight, honoring our Manasquan High School Freshman Student of the Month is Cooper Bodden. In school, Cooper is a member of the Key Club, Art Club, and Garden Club. He also runs cross country and track. Outside of school, Cooper enjoys painting, drawing, tennis, and hiking. He volunteers for the Key Club, Garden Club, and Trishore Little League. Cooper's favorite subject is English. His favorite teacher is Mrs. Crowning, because she is kind and generous, and he loves her biology class. Freshman Student of the Month, Cooper Bach. Cooper, how is your freshman year so far? What's been the highlight for you?
I will say, like, learning new stuff and the new challenges.
Awesome. Congratulations. November Manasquan High School Sophomore Student of the Month is Karina Martell. In school, Karina is a member of the Key Club, Science National Honor Society, Drama Club, and Welcome Warriors. She is also on the field hockey team. Outside of school, Karina enjoys gymnastics and playing field hockey. Karina completes volunteer work for Key Club, Science National Honor Society, and Welcome Warriors. Karina's favorite subject is math. Her favorite teacher is Mrs. Conoco, because she is extremely helpful, encouraging, and she has always challenges students to strive towards their full potential. Mrs. Canonico is a wonderful teacher, and Karina always enjoys her class. Ladies and gentlemen, November Manasquan High School Sophomore Student of the Month, Karina Martell. November Junior Student of the Month, Sophia Arbeit. In school, Sophia is a member of the Key Club, Garden Club, and Welcome Warriors. She also plays flag football and varsity tennis. Outside of school, Sophia enjoys snowboarding, surfing, and working as a barista. She also volunteers at Jersey Shore Hospital for the Juniorettes Junior Women's Club. Sophia's favorite subject is AP Biology. Her favorite teacher is Mrs. Crowning because she makes AP Bio so interesting with the hands-on labs. Sophia has learned so much already from Mrs. Crowning. Junior Student of the Month, Sophia Arbeit. I see a path. Oh, I'm sorry, I'll just place one more. One, two, three. I see a pathway to being Student of the Month is to be a member of the Welcome Warriors. What are the Welcome Warriors?
We just like welcome like eighth graders to high school to make them feel like comfortable.
And how's that going?
Good. Yeah, it's fun. It's fun close to
home. I always see a freshman orientation. Everyone's outside cheering for the freshmen, so that's good stuff.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
November Manasquan High School Senior Student of the Month is Jack Mura. In school, Jack is a member of the varsity soccer team. Outside of school, Jack plays club soccer. He volunteers for Brielle Recreation as a flag football coach. Jack's favorite subject is history. His favorite teacher is Mrs. Radzinski because she is always in a good mood and willing to help her students. Senior Student of the Month, Jack Mura.
He's also in the Academy of Finance. I don't know why he didn't say that.
Jack is also a member of the Academy of Finance. I bailed you out with him. Okay. You're saying that Mrs. Radzinski is your favorite teacher. Why is that?
I mean, I've had her 2 years. She's always been probably the most positive teacher I've ever had.
Okay, we're going to bring her up. So stay here with me. Manasquan High School November Teacher of the Month, Kristen Brzezinski. Student of the Month is Marissa Martell. In school, Marissa is a member of the Student Council, NJHS, STEM G&T, and the Yearbook Club. Marissa is also on the school soccer team and basketball teams. Outside of school, Marissa plays soccer for MCFC and is a Girl Scout. Marissa's favorite subject is math. Her favorite teacher is Mrs. Brown because she always pushed her to keep going and never give up. Mrs. Brown is a great teacher because she helped challenge Marissa to keep improving in different subjects, especially math, and made learning fun and never boring. Mrs. Brown never stopped believing in her students. Manasquan Elementary Student of the Month, Marissa Martell. For the Girl Scouts.
That's right.
Okay. Manasquan Elementary School, November, Teacher of the Month is Mrs. Lauren Brown. When I arrived as principal of Manasquan High School a few years ago, we were going through a rough time in some regards, some of it related to COVID, but our AP scores, which is a significant factor determining the success of your high school, we weren't doing as well. We teamed up as an administrative team along with the teachers, myself, Mr. Coppola, Mrs. Kenny, and all of our AP teachers, other administrators. We came up with an action plan to improve our student outcomes and really to impact students and tell them how important it is to go through the rigor of AP and have success on the AP test. Well, over the past few years, our students have responded. Last year, we received the bronze accommodation and got back on the AP honor roll. And as we were receiving that award, it was brought out, well, we got to get to gold. Well, the teachers worked very hard, the students worked very hard, and tonight I can announce to you that our AP students, our high school, is AP honor roll gold status. So congratulations to the teachers. We have one more level, we're never satisfied, that's AP platinum, but I'm gonna leave that in Dr. Kakuta's hands to make that happen. But we'd like to recognize the efforts of the teachers. They spent many hours in training, in PLCs, just working with the kids, spending extra time after school to make sure that they're prepared for the test, not only for the test, but also having the best experience in these very difficult courses. We'd like to recognize them tonight with a small token of appreciation and call them up. So when I call your name, if you can please come up. Jay Bryant from the History Department. Cheryl Canonico from the Math Department. Lawrence Chang, Science Department.
Thank you.
Chris Craig, History Department. Ryan Fratelli, History Department. Lisa Cramming, Science Department. Maria Eldridge, formerly of the World Language Department and now Vice Principal. Thomas Glenn, Science Department. Harry Harvey, English Department. Heidi Hodnett, Math Department. Brett Lomas, Math Department. Jamie Maughan, English Department. Zachary Sabakul, History Department. Brent Scheibler, History Department. Carolyn Trine, Art Department. Christina Burak, History Department and World Language Department. Eric Wozneski, Science Department. And Kristen Zdanowicz, Ms. Z, Math Department. As we're getting set up, just so everyone in the room knows what we're doing here. Last June, we inducted Dr. Cajun as he retired as our superintendent into our Academic Hall of Fame. And as I was sitting watching the ceremony, I couldn't help to think, after meeting so many people in this community who worked in the schools and had since retired or gone on somewhere else, that really there was one face missing from that wall. It didn't take three steps as I went towards the door where other people were coming up to me saying, Clem Branly needs to be on that wall. And so tonight, with his family here, we're honoring him and inducting him into the Academic Hall of Fame. I'm gonna read off something the family put together. I hope I can do this justice. Clement Branly graduated from Roanoke College in 1968, where he starred for Roanoke College lacrosse team and met his wife Susan of 55 years. Clement continued his education at Seton Hall University, where he earned a Master of Arts in School Psychology and had an EDS in Marriage and Therapy Counseling. Clement got his start in education in 1968, when he took a full job as a science teacher in the Manasquan School District. It was the beginning of a long and fulfilling career. From 1968 to 1975, Clement was a teacher and guidance counselor in the Manasquan Schools, where he also coached football and basketball. From 1975 to 1978, he was the school psychologist for the Central Regional Board of Education. In 1978, Clement returned to his home with the Manasquan School District and spent the next 30 years serving as the Director of Psychological and Pupil Personnel Services. He cherished his time in the Manasquan schools and took great pride in the work he did helping thousands of students and parents. In 2008, Clement retired from the Manasquan School District, but his retirement did not last long. His knowledge and experience were in high demand. He immediately went to work as a consultant, first as the Interim Director of Special Services for the Monmouth Regional Board of Education, a position he held from 2008 until 2016. From 2016 to 2018, Clement was the Interim Supervisor of Special Education for the Trenton Board of Education. From 2018 to 2021, he was the Interim Director of Special Services for the Asbury Park School District. Finally, from 2021 until his battle with cancer began, Clement was the Interim Supervisor of Special Ed Services for the Eatontown Board of Education. Clement's positive impact extended far beyond the halls of many schools he helped. For 40 years, Clement also ran a successful private practice as a marriage and family therapist. It was a labor of love, even while battling cancer in the last year of his life. Clement never stopped counseling others in need. In addition, Clement was also incredibly proud of his 37 years of working as a graduate student professor at George and Courtney University, where he relished teaching the next generation of school administrators. Clement worked right up until his passing, and he would not have had it any other way. He genuinely loved teaching and helping others. The number of lives positively impacted is impossible to quantify. So I would ask the brothers if you can go to the picture and Donna, if you can help. So on behalf of the Manasquan Board of Education, it is my distinct honor to induct Clement Bramley into the Manasquan High School Academic Hall of Fame. Of the audience who knew Clement very well would like to come up for a picture, please come up and join the family.
I would like to thank the Board of Education and well for honoring my husband. No matter where he went, no matter what other schools he helped out, his blood always was blue. And he would always say that to us. Manasquan was his first love. So I appreciate this.
Thank you.
going to take a 10-minute break. Everyone to enjoy the refreshments.
Was there anything that we needed to say?
Maybe after, but I'm just going to say.
He's always there. There's so much stuff like every time. I don't know where it's at.
Principal's report.
Like, wouldn't want to do it?
I think so. Will you still there?
Yeah, okay.
Bill?
Mr. Devil?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay.
I'm here.
Great.
You guys aren't on a first name basis.
Ready to start?
Ready?
Ready?
All right.
Yeah. Great.
All right. I'd like to report on September and October and a little bit of November for the lower elementary school. Some of the stuff is shared, but I have lots of pictures to go along with it. So we started off with our Halloween parade. It's always really exciting to do this. It takes a lot of coordination to make sure we keep everybody safe. But we are always very excited to have all the kids be excited and see the town. And so we definitely had a good experience with that. We always do a staff Halloween costume contest as well. And this year, we did word puns, right? So, you know, plays on words, and the teachers really got into it. So if any of you saw them and were able to guess them, you know, there's always like a highly coveted trophy that goes along with the winner. So, you know, every year the teachers get more and more involved. It's a lot of fun.
What was our winner?
It was the CST. CST, who was?
French toast?
French toast.
French toast.
French toast this year. And Taco Bell, right, was Ms. Thompson, was our world language teacher. And then Ms. Manetta and I kind of coordinated a ribbon cutting ceremony for our new gym. We thought it would only be right to make this a big event for our students. So instead of having all the students crowd into one space, we did a live stream during homeroom to try to minimize disruptions in the building. And we celebrated opening our new gym. Our gym teachers also took a celebratory initial jump shot, which definitely initiated, you know, everybody into the new gym. As you can see, it's beautiful, and the kids are really enjoying it, pre-K and, you know, everybody will like it. I have pre-K and third grade fourth grade showing up there, but it's an amazing facility. So just reporting on where we are with lower elementary in terms of instruction. As part of our goal, we have daily small group instruction going on in both our ELA and math. So each day we have a designated period for ELA small group and math small group with the help of our interventionist pushing in. We've given our beginning of the year diagnostic measures to kind of assess where our students are so we could plan instruction around that. We give the DIBELS assessment. This year we extended the DIBELS assessment K through 5, right? You guys did it in fifth grade. K through 5 to assess where the students are in phonics. We also have our teachers doing the running records, so that is a measure on comprehension. We also have our iReady diagnostic as well. And lastly, Dial 4, which is utilized for our pre-K students and our kindergarten students. All of these items help us to develop our lessons to make sure that we're addressing students' weaknesses and also enriching students who have strengths in certain areas. Lastly, you know, we are working with our intervention team to really maximize our Tier 2 impact. We closed the communication loop with teachers and communicating how the students are doing in those small groups by communicating the progress at the end of each cycle so that we can make sure we're getting an accurate read on how those students are performing so that we can make adjustments to their plans when necessary. And then lastly, as you can see, if anybody knows, I have pancake batter all over me today because today was pancakes with the principal. We had quite a crowd today, which is great. This month's warrior trait was thinking positively. So a lot of times we'll try to push in. This month I pushed in with a couple of different novel or books choices for the students, and the kids all really enjoy it. So we talked about perseverance, thinking positively, problem solving, and that nature. Miss Harmony also pushes in with her thinking positively lessons. We do think about it Thursdays. Every single Thursday, we have a memo over the loudspeakers that come up, and the teachers talk about that with their classmates. And it's basically a scenario, like how would you think positively in a situation like this? So it really integrates it within the classrooms. We have shout outs where students can shout their friends out for thinking positively this month. And we also have standout warriors where the teachers are able to nominate students whenever they're seen being positive as well. And the students are given these shout outs at the end so they can kind of get a compliment, you know, and that definitely makes people feel really good. And like I said, Pancakes with the Principal happens each month. Batter alike. Apron didn't do anything for me today, so. All right, that's it from the lower elementary.
Okay. So there's a couple more shots of the new gym in action today. Actually, our boys basketball team is gearing up for the beginning of their season next week. The girls and the boys are alternating their use of our new gym facility for their practice while half the cafetorium is still available too, so they're switching off using the gym space right now. Like I said, the season starts next week, so we're really excited, but the kids just love the new gym facility. It's been a really great way for us to start the school year by being able to get that open finally and active, and I know the community is really enjoying the use of it too. So I just wanted to share a little bit of an update on the PLCs. So both Jackie and I have professional learning communities going on a weekly basis throughout the school. So mine are departmentalized, obviously, in 6 through 8. So I have a science department, math department, language arts department, social studies department, and then 5th grade. In our weekly PLCs, they're working on the goals that are related to their content area. We spent the beginning of the year doing a lot of work with the NJSLA data, really pulling apart the standards where our students did really well, taking a look at the standards where we needed to improve a bit, really looking at the patterns. And then the teachers did a lot of reflective work on their students from last year, their results from their own testing, and then the students that they taught that year and what they need. So the reflective work that we're doing in the PLCs has been really great, and then that helps to drive our continuing conversations in the PLCs about how our instruction needs to line up with that. Currently, we're also taking a look at the work that Deanna Potowski is doing with the sending districts and AI resources and the ways that teachers can harness those to help support the small group and differentiated instruction. So those have been really great conversations that we've been having lately with the teachers. So we are also doing our bits and pieces of the character education. As an extension, we have our community warriors, who are our students who are nominated by their teachers to be our problem-solving team in the middle school. Our community warriors help us to identify patterns of issues that are going on with kids, different types of conflict, different types of issues, and then they help us design the solution. So they help us put together presentations to share with kids and their peers, and also just kind of keep us in the know about what's going on so that we can, from a kid's perspective, so that we can make better decisions about how to support them. So our new community warriors have just finished the nomination cycle. We will be getting them in the loop, and then we have our existing community warriors who will kind of mentor them into those positions. I just wanted to give a shout out to the peer leadership program at the high school, because our peer leaders have now been trained. They're coming over. It's so exciting for the kids to have the peers. It is the highlight of their day when they get the chance to interact with the peers. When I'm in the lunch periods, the middle school lunch periods, the kids just really flock to, gravitate towards them, and it's such a great positive role modeling situation. So thank you to our high school peers, and also, you know, to their advisor, because everybody's working really hard to make sure that our students have what they need. It's a great opportunity for our kids to look up to a high schooler who's got some great social skills and some good strategies to give them. Right now we are in our, you know, budget preparation cycles, and so we're having a lot of conversations about selecting the right resources to meet our goals, taking a look at what we already have. You know, we've both talked about the iReady literacy piece as a wish list item for us in our upcoming budget. The literacy program through iReady will really allow us to get the diagnostic information, like our math diagnostic gives us, about literacy, and that would be a K-8 program. So we have had the rep come in, they've talked to us about it, showed us a sample of the product, and now we're talking to them about letting us have a pilot of that to do with middle school English, and maybe somebody from the elementary too, to just get an idea of what that looks like before we go all in on it. But it looks like a great resource, and that the teachers are really excited because they are already familiar with the iReady platform. So it's a great opportunity for us to kind of take our understanding to the next level. And lastly, I just wanted to mention that we're in preparations for our winter concert, which is always a really big, exciting, and well-attended event. Unfortunately, the cafetorium is not ready for a performance space right now, just because we're still in our construction cycle. So we are planning to hold it in our new, gorgeous gym facility, which will be different than we've done. But I think between the bleachers and chairs, and we have a setup that we're going to do in there to make it great. So it's gonna be an opportunity to celebrate our new gym space, also celebrate the arts, and our PTO is doing a childcare event for us during that. So younger siblings and things will have crafts and different activities to do during the winter concert. So we're excited about the concert coming up, and I know it's gonna be great.
Good. Thank you.
Thanks.
All right, thank you. All right, so four discussion topics for you this evening. I'll talk about some of the safe and positive school climate activities that we engaged in October, discuss some prospective programs for next school year, give you just a picture summary of a lot of what our student reps talked about, and what we'll call student life, and finally, we celebrated National Signing Day for our Division I and Division II scholarship athletes last week. So keeping in the theme of character education, we spent the month of October working, as Ms. Menendez said, with our peer leaders, and then our health and PE classes, where we met the requirements of the obligatory Week of Respect, School Violence Awareness Week, and Red Ribbon Week. But putting that aside, we obviously took it seriously when we were able to use those classes to have conversation starters, particularly in our health classes, our English classes, where students were given prompts, discussion points, and had the ability to talk about how we can treat each other well, and doing the right things, not only for others, but taking care of ourselves too. So really proud of the staff and the students for coming together and discussing topics about ensuring that we have a great and safe place here at Manasquan High School. Moving forward for some prospective programs for next school year, capping off our Project Lead the Way program. This would be a two-year roll-in for the last course of the Project Lead the Way, which would be biomedical innovation. Our goal would be to spend the next school year preparing our teachers to get ready for 26-27 with implementation of that last Project Lead the Way class. So really excited about that the opportunity to do so. And one thing that should be noted is that as our students are building a very competitive transcript, they can still continue with the other Project Lead the Way class, the senior capstone class, and take the biomedical innovation concurrently. So that's an important component of the program, and really what these next two, along with the biomedical innovation, do is they put a cap on Mr. Goodall's action plan that he put in a few years ago. So excited for the opportunity to see these through. The second would be adding a senior business seminar, as Mr. Goodall dubbed Manasquan Shark Tank, but giving our students the opportunity to create a project or a prototype and then present it to a board or panel of professionals in the area of business or finance to get feedback on their project, so that they'd be able to produce something tangible as they their culminating project of being involved in our finance academy. So excited about that. And then taking two new classes this year, Contemporary Issues in Government and Civil Action in Democracy. No time like now to be able to include that in our educational curriculum, but putting those in our Academy of Law and Public Safety as we are putting a new lens on the course offerings in that program, so giving our students a leg up as far as transitioning through that program by adding these two courses. So excited about the prospect of that as well. Building off a successful summer learning from this past school year, we'd be looking to add Principles of Marketing 1 to our summer learning program. We're running it this year. The student feedback has been great. Our teachers are feeling very comfortable and you know, molding the curriculum to student interests and needs right now. So the opportunity to offer that next summer to continue to grow our summer learning so our students have the best possible route to continue to build their transcript. And then two additional components in our potential summer learning would be, these would be a little different, and these would be for course advancement. So when many students enter high school, they're thinking about the courses that they're going to take, particularly in the area of math, they tend to think about where they want to end up, right? And they choose a particular course, and we don't want to have to typecast them. So if they start in a particular place, they can still end at whatever their goal is, right? So don't think of it as a linear line to the end, whatever course they want to finish at. But there's different routes to get there. And by us adding Honors Calculus and Advanced Algebra 2, we could help our students advance through our math curriculum and end up at different levels than they would traditionally be able to had they entered from when they enter ninth grade. And we think that'll be important as we're continuing to be leaders in the STEM field. And obviously all this adds into the number of, as you saw tonight, all the staff and students that did amazing and earned us the AP Gold distinction. This is all that award is a byproduct of all the hard work that goes into our students each and every day. And then finally, with this topic, just giving a quick IB update. Myself and program coordinator Dr. Honorato, we've been meeting with students in the freshman and sophomore English classes, and I've just been really blown away at the questions that they're asking. Sophomores right now are very in tune to the classes that they want to take for junior and senior year. So they're asking some great questions as we're presenting, what their high school experience would look like if they chose the IB program. We've done reach out with parents, and we've been holding individual conferences with parents and students during unit lunch so we can help map out what that experience would be. And finally, Mrs. Kenny is helping us set up a visit with some other IB schools in the area. We're going to head in January, and we're going to take a group of students with us so they can see what it's really like and not just the principal talking to them about it. So they'll be able to meet with other teachers and, most importantly, students that are already enrolled in the IB program at other schools. So very, very excited for that opportunity. Now some student life. I'm going to kind of bounce around these next two slides. As Joey Presby said before, we had our fall one-act plays, which were from everything. Was student written, produced, directed, and from lighting, sound, just had a really great time that night. The only thing that each one of the four plays had to have was a reference to a cowboy hat. So it lended to a lot of student creativity, which is to no surprise of us. So very, very proud of them, and thankful to our staff that was able to guide them through. We had three National Honor Society inductions over the past 2 weeks, science, language, and math. And I don't have the number off the top of my head, but there's a lot of, let's say, overlap. So our students are really doing a great job, and thankful to our advisors leading our students through. It's a lot of hard work, dedication, and really attention to detail. So I was proud to be able to sit by them as we inducted almost 100 different inductees into these three honor societies over the past couple weeks. Albeit a little bit of controversial ending, our seniors did come away with a 13-12 victory on Sunday in Powder Puff. It was great. It was a beautiful morning. Great to see our junior and senior class come together, and really had a whole lot of fun. And it was a lot of sportsmanship in the game, which always worry about with Powder Puff. But it's no surprise that everybody handled themselves well and professionally. And that's what Madison Swan's being all about. So certainly had a blast. Next, in the top left, we're very excited to launch our Unified Sports program. So for those unfamiliar with Unified Sports, it takes general education students and special ed students and partners them as they learn teamwork, responsibility, and cooperation, just using athletics to do so. We've been working very closely with a couple groups here at school, along with our Director of Special Services, Ms. Semino, and we're going to have our first Unified Sports soccer game on December 8th in the field house at 2:45. So we're going to go for five Wednesdays in December and January, We're gonna basically just have soccer tournaments throughout that time. So both myself and Mr. Goodall have been involved in the Unified Sports Program and previously, and you know, really just kind of speaking from the heart, watching everybody come together, and it's really wonderful to see, and you know, really looking forward for that really getting off the ground.
Matt, if I could just interrupt.
Yes, sir.
Thank you, along with Cindy Cimino, for doing this. This is so important in having this part of a fabric of a high school community, and I just want to thank you for finally getting it done.
Yeah, no, super excited, and thank you for that. And the kids are pumped, and that's what's really exciting is that they're already locked into it. So looking forward to having that on December 8th.
If you could send me the schedule for all of this, and I can disseminate it to the board if they want to come by and watch.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, that'd be awesome. Please.
Yeah.
If I could just ask one quick question on that, Dr. Kokoda, is that like it's put out to the student body and students volunteer, like, or you know, sign up? How does that work?
Yeah. So it's not intramurals, but that's the best way to kind of think about it,
yep.
Right? Is that you know, like. You know, like we're gonna get together and we're just gonna play some soccer. You know, no different than the group usually does here on Thursday nights. You
yeah.
know, but yeah. So students signed up. We had our couple different members of our counseling department reach out to students that we think might be interested. And you know, there's a couple service groups that are students in the school that are gonna be there as well. So yeah, it's more. It's less of volunteering, it's more signing up to just have some fun. Like we had a great time at the cornhole tournament
awesome.
Today, right? And it has the trajectory is, well, once we get it off the ground, is that you go compete against other schools, right? So there's a number of schools in our immediate area that do have a unified sports program, so we go play against them once we continue to grow the program. But, you know, this is for, you know, anyone that's really interested, and it really is a good time. So I'd certainly be excited for everybody to see it.
Thank you.
Sir. All right, moving on, just a quick wrap up. We had our September and October Battle of the Classes since we last spoke. So once a month we have, as you can see in our gym, which looks very similar to the MES gym, we're having some competitions in September. We had a Minute to Win It challenge where we stacked a cup, put a ball on top of the cup, tied six strings to the cup, and the students had to work together to trace the block M at center court. And the group that did it the fastest was our winner. The juniors were victorious that day. In October, with our theme of Halloween, we did some mummy wrapping. We timed the students to see how fast they could wrap the student, their partner up. Juniors came out victorious that day as well. But having a lot of fun with that, and then we'll be unveiling our November Battle of the Classes tomorrow, so stay tuned. And then just a quick note, our Academy Finance, really representing ourselves well. They've been traveling this fall. They visited Monmouth University a few times. Also, they've gone on a trip to New York City, and you know, really in talking with the students upon their return, you know, really getting a glimpse of what the life is like that they're in studying. Really thankful to Ms. Holler and Mr. Driscoll for leading our students there. Part of our counseling team, they've opened what we've dubbed the Warrior Wellness Lounge, where students, they have kind of an open door where students can come, go visit them down in the basement and get you know, someone to talk with. Just chat or you know, get some true advice. So you know, really proud of them for their outreach to the school community, letting everybody know that there's always somebody willing to help them. And today we had our cornhole tournament. Didn't get a picture up in time for press time, but Parker Harms and Brandon Kunz wanted me to share that they are back-to-back champs. You know, it was great that the student council ran this tournament. There were 16 teams. And they had a blast in the field house this afternoon, and also ate a whole lot of pizza. So kids had a lot of fun, and I'm really thankful for student council for putting events together that bring our school community together. And finally, we have our homecoming dance Friday night. Anxious to see that in action, and our yearbook staff has been doing a great job putting that all together. And finally, On the 13th, we had our Division One and Two National Signing Day, where 12 of our student athletes had their letters of intent to play Division One or Two collegiate athletics next year. And there were 5 boys lacrosse, 1 women's track and men's lacrosse, excuse me, 1 women's track and field, 1 football, 2 women's hoops, 1 softball, 1 women's tennis, and 1 beach volleyball. And then, just as a quick aside, having 12 scholarship athletes in the fall at a public school is unrivaled in all diverse sports. So, you know, I think tonight's presentation from K to 12 really just goes to show what we are all about: excellence in education, excellence in academics, arts, and as presented here, athletics. So, congratulations to all those, and looking forward to the next signing in February. Thank
well
you.
Done. Any questions for the principals?
I just want to say I like that email that you sent out, your weekly bulletin thing. I liked getting that. That was very good.
No, I appreciate that. A lot of wonderful things to highlight.
Is that weekly or?
Every week.
It's nice. I like us getting that. That was very good.
All right. Thank you for that. Appreciate it. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you.
Acceptance and approval of the minutes of the combined Committee of the Whole and regular public meeting and closed executive session of October 15, 2024. Executive session minutes will be withheld from disclosure until such time as the reasons for discussing and acting on a matter is closed executive in closed executive session no longer exists. Can I have a motion to accept the minutes? Mr. LaFredo? Mr. Pellegrino?
Mr. Boldeman?
Yes.
Mrs. Bassone?
Yes.
Mr. Catani?
Yes.
Mr. Dibble?
Yes.
Mr. LaFredo?
Yes.
Mr. Milansiewicz?
Yes. Yes.
Mr. Pellegrino?
Yes.
Mrs. Pollack?
Yes.
Mr. Serino?
Yes.
Carried.
Public forum on agenda items. Time may be allocated for public comment at this meeting. Each speaker may be allotted a limited time when recognized by the presiding officer. In the event it appears the public comment portion of the meeting may exceed 45 minutes, the presiding officer may limit each statement made by a participant to 3 to 5 minutes duration. Individuals wishing to address the board shall be recognized by the presiding officer and shall give their names, addresses, and the group, if any, that they represent. Although the board encourages public participation, it reserves the right through its presiding officer to terminate remarks to and or by any individual not keeping with the conduct of a proper and efficient meeting. In order to ensure all members of the public who wish to participate are afforded a timely and orderly opportunity to do so, the board may not answer questions posed by those making comments. The board may address questions posed during this period once all members of the public wishing to speak have done so. The board will not respond to questions from the public involving employment, appointment, termination of employment, negotiations, terms and conditions of employment, evaluation of the performance of, promotion or disciplining of any specific or prospective or current employee. This public forum is limited to comment on items included in this agenda only. Would anyone like to be heard? Would anyone like to be heard on items not included in this agenda? Seeing no one, we can move to the discussion items. The first of which is a report on the Education Curriculum and Technology Curriculum Committee report. We held a meeting on Thursday, November 14th. There were several board members there and many members of the administration of the district, both from the elementary school and from the high school. And much of what was discussed was presented in the principal's reports. So in terms of the academics, so I won't go over all of that. In addition to what the principals raised tonight, there was discussion of the beginning of Dr. Tinkin's work with the district. Mr. Cabola forwarded to Dr. Tinkin many of the documents he asked for. His team is reviewing them and scheduling observations for specific teachers in both of the schools. As well as focus groups with students and faculty separately in December, and then focus groups with parents will be in January. Mr. Coppola also presented in addition to the AP press release that went out that included individual students, not their names, but how many students of AP distinction we had. And that, did that go?
It will be in Thursday's coaching.
So it includes the original information about the school district, and it adds some additional information about individual students. I think other than, I mean, the discussion of the elementary school really focused on the iReady and adding that for language arts. That's something they really feel they need. And Cindy Cimino chimed in that she thought it would also be very helpful for special education. Dr. Kokoda had given the update on the IB program, which he did tonight, as well as the additional classes and the summer math classes.
Policy, Mr. Place, any policies?
Nothing.
Finance, Dr. Crowley?
Yeah, just briefly on finance and construction. I'll do finance first. Since we last met, Rob hosted a full district admin meeting, the probably 90% of which was focused on budget development and kicking off the department heads' responsibilities and setting parameters for them to develop their budget. They've been given the materials they need and the parameters, namely a 2% increase in their department budgets that they're asked to stay within, and they'll develop their budgets and return them to me on December 16th. We also met with the sending district superintendents and business administrators. We always find that is a pretty important piece of our budget puzzle, given the importance of tuition revenue in our budget and the tuition expense in the sending district's budget. So we met with all the superintendents, business administrators, answered whatever questions they may have, and also gave them the deadline of December 16th to return their initial enrollment projections, which I think, as everyone here knows, is a pretty important and telling piece of our budget development process. So before we meet again, December 16th, we'll get both the budget requests from the department heads of the district as well as the enrollment figures, and we'll have to start to put together a clearer picture of what the budget's going to look like for 25-26. We will be meeting with the finance committee, both the March meeting, where we kind of sum everything up, but I know there's been requests for a meeting with some of our professionals, namely our insurance and risk management folks, to discuss the district's posture as it relates to that. So we'll start to reach out and schedule that with the finance committee in the coming weeks and months. With regards to construction, again, since we last met, a lot has gotten done. If you were in the area on teachers' convention, you would have seen a crane in heavy use at the elementary school. We got 6 out of 12 rooftop units up and running on top of the elementary school. We're in the process of balancing and tying in the controls for those units, so there is some sore points with regards to some classrooms being hot or cold, but we're working through those as we start to program, and then it's a pretty complex process to program and balance the air through that building. The MHS band room is open and is hosting classes again. I'd say about 95% of the furniture has been delivered and constructed down there. Eva's down there with her class. She's no longer in the auditorium, which is great because I know that was kind of limiting drama club and dance club's availability to that space, which is more appropriate for their use. The only thing that's left to be done down there is the sound panels, that foam panel that dampens the sound down there. Unfortunately, arrived damaged, so they had to be sent back. We're waiting for them to come back and be installed, but that's really the last item down there other than one or two pieces of furniture that have to be constructed. They met both Megan and Jackie mentioned it, but the MES gymnasium is now open and fully usable. It's in use tonight by the borough, and it's used every day, obviously, by the elementary school gym classes, and I think they're enjoying it, and it's a nice facility for them, so we're happy about that. Some work in rooms that haven't been able to be open has gotten done. We did trenching for the bathrooms in the hundreds wing, which was a big part of the project to start getting those rooms back open. That's tying in the plumbing for the new bathrooms into the existing sewer. Millwork is underway in the hundreds wing, so they're starting to put in all the cabinetry. Next is lights, ceiling, and floors, and we'll hopefully get those open in the next month or two. Framing and foldable partition installation is taking place in the art room, and plumbing and flooring is taking place in the science room. So again, we're moving along. We're hoping to get these rooms starting to come back on in the next month or two. We will talk a little bit about construction in executive session as well, but if there's any high-level questions you guys have about the progress, I'd be glad to answer them there. And if not, that's all I have, Mr. Goodall.
Thank you, Dr. Crowley. Superintendent's report. We have a total enrollment of 1,392 students, 918 at the high school, 474 students at the elementary school. Both the high school and the elementary school were compliant in the mandatory safety drills, each doing drills on the 11th and 15th of October. There was one confirmed HIB at the high school and one confirmed HIB at the elementary school for October. You are also tonight on items 14 and number 20 approving the HIB New Jersey Department of Education school self-assessment report that doesn't really have actually anything to do with individual cases of HIB. It's more about us being compliant with process, training, and implementation of what the state wants you to do if there's a HIB situation. So both the elementary and the high school got a perfect score for their compliance, which is a good thing. I wanted to thank Mr. Place, Mr. Murin, Mrs. Busco, for their efforts all year long in making sure everything is in place so we get the self-assessment scores that we're getting at both schools, as well as Mrs. Busco, Mr. Murin, and all of the counselors who do the work with the kids, as we have limited cases here in the district. And finally, for the superintendent's report, on the 28th of October, we held a steering committee consisting of some board members, the administrative team, and several staff members here in the district. The steering committee served for the purpose of identifying things that we have accomplished in the past two strategic plans. We had great exercise sessions in some led by people with expertise in that area or firsthand experience in knowing what we accomplished. So we did a lot of pre-work in our efforts to implement strategic planning here in the district. And out of that, we all concluded, and we're making a recommendation tonight, that we approve New Jersey school boards to lead the strategic planning and support us. And we're gonna use the 3D model, and the cost to that is $4,500. Any questions or concerns, comments? That concludes the superintendent's report.
So I recommend approval and acceptance of the superintendent's report. Can I have a motion? Mrs. Bisson? Mr. Cannani?
Mr. Baldwin?
Yes.
Mrs. Bisson?
Yes.
Mr. Cannani?
Yes.
Mr. Dribble?
Yes.
Mr. Lafredo?
Yes.
Mr. Milancevich?
Yes.
Mr. Pellegrino?
Yes.
Mrs. Pollack?
Yes.
Mr. Serino?
Yes.
Carried.
Does anyone need anything separated out for the Manasquan General items numbers 14 through 19? Can I have a motion for items 14 to 19? Mr. Lafredo, Mr. Pellegrino, are there any questions on those items?
Mr. Baldwin?
Yes.
Mrs. Bisson?
Yes.
Mr. Cattani?
Yes.
Mr. Dibble?
Yes.
Mr. Lafredo?
Yes.
Mr. Pellegrino?
Yes.
Mrs. Pollack?
Yes.
Mr. Serena?
Yes.
Carrie?
Does anyone need anything separated out for Manasquan Sending Districts, items number 20 to 35? Can I have a motion for items 20 to 35? Mr. Lafredo, Mr. Milancevich.
Mr. Baldwin?
Yes.
Mrs. Bisson?
Yes.
Mr. Cattani?
Yes.
Mr. Dibble?
Yes.
Mr. Lafredo?
Yes.
Mr. Milancevich?
Yes.
Mr. Pellegrino?
Yes.
Mrs. Pollack?
Yes.
Mrs. Serino?
Yes.
Carried?
Does anyone have any old or new business they would like to raise? I have one request, actually.
Okay.
Could you circulate to the board with all the things that are coming up at both schools in December? For the elementary school and
calendar
for the high school,
events.
The concerts and the dances and all the events that are coming.
Absolutely.
I have a motion to adjourn to executive session. Mr. LaFredo, Mrs. Bassone.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Mr. Boldman, Mr. Kennedy.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Mr. Boldman?
Yes.
Mrs. Bassone?
Yes.
Mr. Burns? Mr. Catani?
Yes.
Ms. Check? Mr. Dibble?
Yes.
Mr. LaFredo?
Yes.
Mr. Milanovic?
Yes.
Mr. O'Reilly? Mr. Pellegrino?
Yes.
Mrs. Pollack?
Yes.
Mr. Serino?
Yes.
We have quorum.
Can I have a motion for items numbers 39 and 40? Mr. Pellegrino, Mr. LaFredo?
Mr. Boldman?
Yes.
Mrs. Bassone?
Yes.
Mr. Catani?
Yes.
Mr. Dibble?
Yes.
Mr. LaFredo?
Yes.
Mr. Milanovic?
Yes.
Mr. Pellegrino?
Yes.
Mrs. Pollack?
Yes.
Mr. Serena?
Yes.
Carrie?
Can I have a motion to adjourn?
Yes.
Mr. Catani, Mr. Serena?
All in favor?
Aye.
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 Thank you, everyone.
Thank
real
you.
Real fast.